Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast at on our new night, Monday evenings, from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Real, Relevant, Raw family, we are back live. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, your friend, your road dog, your boy, your chocolate drop. And I am here tonight live back in the Blog Talk Radio studio with my phenomenal and wonderful and new co-host. Put your hands together, everybody, for Amira Ryans. Amira, welcome to the show tonight. How you doing tonight?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm fine. I'm good. Looking forward to the show. It should be interesting.
Hey, Amira, listen. Tell us a little bit about yourself now. You're new on the air, but you're not new to media. You're not new to entertainment. Tell us about yourself.
No, I'm not. Real quick, I started out modeling. I'm real tall, so I modeled for a while and then had my child, got out the business, and then came back as a poet and was an award-winning poet for over 10 years, had an opportunity to work with Russell Simmons' brother, Danny. And after that, I had a comedian, a veteran from Def Comedy. His name is Jay the Comedian, Jay the Singing Comedian. He saw me do some poetry and said, you know what, you got some time in, you got a little presence. Have you ever tried comedy? I was like, I don't know, I've always wanted to. He was like, I tell you what, you go to a crowd of people somewhere where you don't know anyone and see if you can make them laugh. And this is a true story, and I'm quick. I was at a pool party that summer, and this was 4 years ago, and Miss Thing walked in a two-piece. I'm on my 40s, so I was feeling some kind of way. Here she comes sashaying, okay, booty and titties all over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. Well, she jumped in the pool, and she dived in over in the 10-foot, okay? When she came up over on the 2-foot, her wig was off. I talked about her like a dog. We had a ball.
Like a dog.
She went in with some Remy and came up with some Yaki, okay?
Oh, my God.
Messing with that chlorine. But I'm a stand-up comedian, and the audience members or listeners can find me on Facebook at Amira Ryans. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and on Twins. It's a new social media program. Again, you can find me at Amira Ryans. I am the Candy Girl of Comedy. Again, Michael, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the show.
Hey, and Amira, it's good to have you on the show. I just got a text from someone saying that the call-in number that I posted didn't work, so I'm actually posting on Facebook. The guest call-in number is 646-716-7031. Listen, everybody, if you're listening, you're on Facebook, all I need you to do is click on the link. Click on the link to listen in. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7031. Now, before we go on and announce the topic for the show tonight, let me invite anybody listening to become a follower of the show. In order to become a follower of the show, all you need to do is to go to our show page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button and you will become a follower of the show. I want to thank tonight Andre Adderley, who has become today a follower of the show. I'm thankful for, and I want to give a shout out to Nikki Mitchell for blasting out our link to all of her friends on Facebook. Also, if you want to send us a message, we do check our messages. Go to the same show page, click on the message button, and you will be able to send us a message, and I promise you that we will respond. The topic of tonight's show is it true that all men cheat? Not some, not most, but is it true that all men cheat? Amir, we're going to go to a song right now, take a little musical break, and we will come back live. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up. Everybody,
you did trippin'. I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw Relationship Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my new co-host, Amira Ryans. Listen, everybody, I'm going to give us the call-in number one more time, 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. I understand that there is an issue with the link. So let me give you the link to the show page. I'll give it to you one more time. It is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. I'll give it to you one more time. www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Tonight's topic is it true that all men cheat? And Amir, we got a caller already, so let me bring this caller on, and let's talk to our caller tonight. Good evening, caller. You are live on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Caller, you are live on Real Relevant and Raw. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. All right. Amir, you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to take this person off, and we have another caller. Caller, you are live on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Person dropped the call. So, Amira, listen.
Yes.
Sometimes this happens due to some technical difficulties. So, Amira, you know, our topic tonight is it true that all men cheat? But before we get to that topic, I think you'll agree that in today's society, cheating is easy. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
It's easy to cheat. Now, why do you think, Amir, that it's easy to cheat? What is it about our society? What is it about the people in our society that make it easy to cheat? Before we get to whether or not all men cheat, what is it that makes it easy to cheat?
I suppose it's availability and less morals. I can't even say access or finances, because you could be a bum in the street and have a girl. Like, it doesn't – the money is not an issue. I think it's the availability, and there's no morals. There's no scruples left. You know, it's left us as a generation, as a society. And if we got back to that a little more, and what I mean by that is having respect for one another, having respect. I remember back in my day when I was a teenager, you ain't mess, if your girl messed with this dude, you didn't mess with him. That took some availability away from him. You understand what I'm saying? Now these girls, oh, you dated him, he go right on down the row, everybody happy and still hanging out. It didn't always used to be like that. And I think if we get back to that a little bit more, it'd stop some of it.
I agree. And Amir, listen, let me do this. The caller, the person called back, and let me see if we can get this caller on the air.
Please.
Caller, good evening. You are live on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Caller, you are live on Real Relevant and More Radio. Tell us who you are and where you are calling from. All right. I'm going to disconnect this caller. All right. Mary, are you still on with us?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't going nowhere.
So you know, I think, as you said, there were some rules back in the day that we, for the most part, adhere to.
Right.
I'll tell you how far back it goes for me. When I was coming up, if my boy was dating a young lady, that young lady, then she was off limits to me.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes.
Yo, now it's almost a challenge. See, it's a challenge because if my boy is dating somebody, then now the rule is it's a badge of honor for me to snatch his girl from him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So the value system has changed, you know, and
drastic.
I think drastically, and even I think the mindset of women has
changed.
Absolutely, definitely. And it's interesting because a few months ago we did a show called "Why Women Cheat."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this particular show is it true that all men cheat? But now I'm gonna tell us listening audience a secret: women cheat. Too.
Absolutely, but we cheat in a different way. I don't know if we're going to get, we cheat. If a woman cheats, it's in a whole different way. And I wanted to speak about this topic because I'm going to get back. Like I said, I was a poet. I wrote a poem, and the title of my poem was called Neat or Sloppy. And
all right.
I wrote about men cheating. And I got to tell you why, because I was dealing with a man who was someone else's man. And I tell you why I did it. Not that it was right, and not that I'm better than anybody. Again, these are just our opinions we're discussing tonight. Right, Michael?
Exactly. Just our opinions.
Exactly. And a little bit of life experience, too, I'm going to throw in there for my part. And I'm going to be real. I'm going to keep it real. I was dealing with a gentleman who had a chick, and she was... You know, some of us as women care not to see some stuff that's right in our face, and she was one of them chicks. And at the time, because I don't do it without a purpose, boo-boo. The kitty cat don't sing without purpose.
Wait.
You should have caught me 20 years ago for that mess, but not no more.
So the kitty cat don't,
without purpose.
So what's the purpose of the kitty cat singing now?
It has to be purpose. I'm telling you, Michael,
okay.
Gotta be purpose. But let me get back.
Right,
the title of the poem was called Neat or Sloppy, and I specifically wrote it about dude because, and I'm going to tell you why I messed with him. I chose to mess with him because he was honest with me.
Okay.
He was honest with me. Now when he laid it on the table, and was like, this is what it is, okay? It was my choice then. It was my choice to keep my feelings in check. It was my choice to kind of control. When believe it or not, when a woman is in that situation, she got a whole lot of control over that man. And it's almost a power trip, I'm going to tell you that. How about that? I'm going to keep it real.
Keep it
real. We're going to keep it G tonight.
Keep it.
It's a power trip. It's a power trip for the chick, the side chick, I guess the new term these kids call it now, right?
Jump off, side
okay?
chick.
Okay, yeah. She got a lot of power, and I'll tell you why she controls sex. She probably do it extra freakier than the girl. Okay, but she only give it to you when she want to, so you around sniffing around. And she okay with being a side chick, because she control when she give it to you, when you keep you coming back and sniffing. It's a power thing also for a woman. Don't get it. I'm going to keep it. Somebody hot with me right
keep,
now. Trust
keep,
me.
Keep
somebody
it,
mad. Somebody
keep
mad for me giving it up. But that's when some real. And in that poem, what I said was I'm going to give an example. Cheating. A man that cheats. Yeah, I said all men cheat. And if you didn't, get on this line, call me and tell me why you don't cheat. Because I said if you didn't, you will.
Uh-oh.
And it don't always got to be intimate. It don't always got to be intimate cheating. But these are my examples. Neat, a neat cheater. F it, I'm going to go there. A neat cheater. A neat cheater does something like this. Yo, ma, I'm feeling you. You got a fatty. I love my wife. We going through something. No, you can't get my number. Give me yours. Here go a couple dollars to get home with, and I holler. That's neat.
That's neat.
That's neat. And I'm not saying it's right because my girlfriend's getting on me all the time. So what are you saying, Amira? You're telling your man to cheat. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I got my eyes wide open. I know what a man, I understand a man. I understand that it was meant for a man to be fruitful and multiply. I understand a man. When I say that, that's what, it's not saying I'm giving my man, I wish he would because I'm done with you. So that's not giving you the green light. I'm just saying I understand. And if you're going to do it right. Here goes Sloppy. You ran up in her raw. She pregnant. You all in Red Lobster across town. You know my cousin, girlfriend, kid working there.
and you making dinner reservations.
You wait a minute. She calling the house, hanging up. I done found the number on the bill because we got that tracking thing because we on the same service now. Because I told you technology done changed the game out here.
Nick,
done changed the game, okay?
Amir, I got to jump in. See, let me say this real fast, and then we're going to a song and we're going to come back because I want you to continue this. Brothers, any brothers listening tonight, let me tell you something. You want to keep it really pimping, as they say? You really want to be a player? Listen, I'm going to tell you some news flash, and Amira, back me up. All women want is full disclosure of information so that they can make an informed decision because there is a woman who will handle any man's situation, but all they want is the truth. And I think, Amira, you had mentioned that earlier. See what I'm saying? The guy who you were with, he just kept it 100. He told you what the deal was, and he let you make a decision. You understand what I'm saying?
I made a decision and had to, I mean, and don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying looking back that was wrong because then I'll tell you why I was wrong.
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you why I was wrong because I don't want nobody to do that to me. And I do know this. I've done learn some things in these couple decades I'm out here, okay, is that karma will definitely come bite you in your ass. Okay? And it don't come back nice and neat like we just got finished talking. It comes back real sloppy.
Yo, let me say, listen. I posted this on Facebook last week. Part of my way of saying it, but karma is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you. You understand? It's a bitch. Karma is an MF. It really is because, see, what we send out, we cannot control how it's going to come back. Listen. Anita, Amir, I'm sorry, I got to go to a song right now. I'm loving this conversation. The topic tonight is it true that all men cheat? You are listening live. We are back in the house Monday nights, 10 to 11, on Real Relevant Raw. Stay tuned now for Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. We'll be right back.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me, go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock, gonna go off, gone, deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see, and my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer, nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes, so I'm giving it back to the people now. Sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this feeling can't hold us. Like this feeling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this feeling can't hold us. Like this feeling can't hold us.
But so we put our hands up. But so we put our hands up.
Let's go.
Na 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 na.
Uh-huh. Hey.
And all my people say.
Hey.
Na 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 na.
That's right.
Hey. And all my people say.
Hey.
Na 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 na.
Sure, right?
Oh. And all my people say.
Oh.
Na 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 na.
Make love.
Can we go?
And we are back live, Real, Relevant, and Raw, Relationship Radio, Block Talk Radio, Monday night, 10 p.m. until 11 p.m., back live. I'm so excited about being back. My name is Michael Teague. I'm your host, and my wonderful co-host is here, Mira Ryan. Mira, tell everybody hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for tuning in. I hope y'all continue to tune in. We're going to grow this thing, right, Michael? We're going to take this and do some big things with it. They better stay tuned and hold on.
We're going to set it off. Let me give you our guest calling number, 646-716-7031. 646-716-7031. Tonight's topic is a question. Is it true that all men cheat? And Amir, before we went to our musical break, you kept it real. You, as they say, you kept it 100, and you talked about a situation in which you cheat. And you talked about having made a decision based upon a man who was a neat cheater. Now would you say, Amir, would you say that most men are sloppy cheaters or neat cheaters?
Most, and I was talking about me dealing with a man who cheated.
Okay, all right.
Well, I think most of them are sloppy cheaters. Yeah. Definitely. Most of them are sloppy. It's always leave a trail. It's not hard to find. Easy to crack the case. Not hard to find. Like I said, men are sloppy when it comes to that. They get caught up in it, and she got power. She twisting, side chick twisting and turning, twerking, dropping it crazy.
Dropping it like it's hot.
Dropping it crazy.
Sitting on it. Sitting
you
on it.
You all types are confused. You're reading numbers. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Swallowing watermelons and all that, yeah.
Right, right.
And men tend to get sloppy with that. They'll leave a number. Us women have a gut feeling anyway. Trust me. I don't care if we said something or not to you. We have a gut feeling. It's just we do. And I'll tell you why, because we pay attention to detail. Men miss detail. We pay attention to shoelaces and people's shoes.
Wow.
You know, we pay attention to nail polish on girls' fingers. Y'all don't. We pay attention to little earrings and kids' ears. Y'all don't see that little tiny detail. We do. We see a stone on someone's blouse, you know, and it's like, oh, beautiful blouse. You guys don't see that. You see a silhouette, an outline of sexiness.
Wow.
You know, you guys don't necessarily see the detail, and it's us females. We see the detail easily. So
Amir, let's shift gears a bit. Let's get to the topic at hand, because we're about midway through the show, and we want to address this topic directly.
Sure.
And also, we have a third member of the team who's going to be calling in shortly. Sharon T. happens to be my sister. She is a licensed clinical social worker. She is also our resident mental health professional to give us a mental health perspective on this topic. Until she calls in, let's answer the question directly. Amir, and then I'll speak to the topic also. Amir, is it true that all men cheat? Black men, white men, Asian men, Latino men, Indian men. Is it true? Eskimo men. Is it gay men? Is it true? Wait a minute. Is it true that all men cheat? Come on now.
That's
not
deep.
Not all men.
That's deep. Wow, you caught me.
Rich, listen. Let me take it a step further. Rich men, poor men. Okay? Men in the hood,
right.
men in mansions, Democratic men, Republican men, independent men.
Let me define
men,
that a little bit.
Bald men, fat men, skinny men, all men? Wait a minute.
Mm-mm. Let me define that.
Define cheating.
I got to say a lot of black men.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what I know, because I don't date white men, Indian men, Chinese men, you know, Puerto Rican. I know what I know. And
okay.
I deal with black men, so that's all I can give you my experience on and my knowledge of.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, yes, most black men, and if they, I'm dying for somebody calling me and saying, oh, black, well, if you did, you will. You done got your thing sucked. Maybe you didn't have intercourse. You was looking, you was flirting at the office. Your heart was, because the one thing I do know about love also, Michael, whilst we're talking about cheating,
right.
The one thing I know about love, because I've been there also, is that when you're in a long-term relationship, you fall in and out of love with your mate. You should. It's going to be times when your love is not, but it always should be a consistency there, okay? And that's just a fact. And you'll ask people who've been together for 60 and 70 years, they'll tell you that. If you ask them that just like that, did you fall in and out in love with your ninth? Because I do. I worked in nursing and I love old people, love talking to elderly people. And they will tell you, absolutely, but we kept working at it. We never gave up on it, and we respected each other. And that's what we're missing, a lack of respect out here. But I can't say all, because I don't know all. I'm just going to give you my side of things from the men, the black men, my brothers. Yeah.
And you know what, Amir? I respect the fact that you said it. And see, for me, as I thought about this topic, I don't believe that all men cheat. However, with that said, and to all the brothers who are listening, thank you for listening, and all the sisters that are listening, thank you for listening. I think this society encourages us to be unfaithful as men. It actually rewards us for being unfaithful. I'm going to keep
right.
it real.
Like
Michael Bazin said when he was on 97 Kiss, there I said it. It does. See, and there's a double standard, and our mental health professional, Sharon Teague, is on the line. I'm going to just say this number, bring her on. There's a double standard. See, a man who has multiple sexual partners is a player, keeps it tempting. He's a ladies' man, a womanizer, all of that. Woman who has multiple sexual partners is a hoe,
That's
is
right.
a slut.
That's right.
It is a chicken head. You understand what I'm saying? She's reduced herself to being a side piece. So there was a double standard. So
we live in a misogynistic society, and that's just how it's going to always be like that. But when do we as women rise above it? So we know that's what the standard is above us. So who said you got to be normal? Who said? I told my son that because they pegged the hole out for you. Who said you had to fit in it?
Uh oh. Amir, you're setting it off. You're setting it off. Now, listen,
you
hold
know?
That thought. I agree with you. Hold on one second. I'm going to bring on our mental health professional. Just hold on one second. Sharon Teague, are you on the air? You are live on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Say hello to Amira Ryans, my co-host.
Hi, Amira.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good,
fine. You've been listening in on us?
No, actually, I just called in. I wanted to come back.
You just called in. Okay. Nice. I love a new perspective because we've been talking, we've been getting a little deep up here.
We're going to get, now we're going to bring in, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send a message on Facebook to someone who just messaged me. And Sharon, while I do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background? You are bringing a mental health perspective to this show. So just take a moment, tell us a little bit about yourself, then we're going to get to the questions that we have for you tonight.
Well, I first like to say I'm bringing more than a mental health perspective because I think that mental health exists within the paradigm of our culture, our values, our beliefs. So I'm looking further than just the mental and emotional state of the people that we'll be talking about or males that we'll be talking about. I always come from that multifaceted perspective. But I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been working with youth and families for the past 20-some years in predominantly working with African-American and Latino youth and families.
Phenomenal. And it just so happens that Sharon is my sister. I respect her perspective. If you can even hear how she is discussing the topic tonight, there is this intellectual bent. I love it. I appreciate Amira for her intelligence and her comedic bent, you know, and I just, what do? I just try to facilitate the dialogue. So Sharon, I have two questions for you. Question number one is, why do men cheat?
Well, why do men cheat? I think that, first of all, I'd like to say that I think that the question, and I'm going to throw some stuff in the game right now from the perspective that I come from. I think the question itself is a sexist question. It's sexist in nature because it's stereotypes based on gender. I think that men and women cheat. And I think that first and foremost, we cheat because we can. We cheat because we can. But
exactly.
I think that when you talk about, I heard a little bit of what you were saying when I called in, Mike, at the end, in terms of how there are different rewards regarding men when they cheat. I think that I agree with you 100%, is that they're given more permission to do so because of how society has set that up than women are. But I think that, you know, men and women both cheat.
Exactly. So
I totally agree. I agree that both women and men cheat, but tonight we were saying, do all men cheat? Not do all men cheat? And what Michael brought to my, which shocked me, and I really had my mouth in it. Oh,
he
said to me, wait a minute, Amira, so you saying black, white, Italian? I was like, wow, now see, that's when I was waiting for your perspective on that. I said I couldn't answer for Chinese, Italian, because I have only dated black men mostly. And from my perspective, I said, yeah, Sharon, they all cheat one time or another, and if they didn't, they will. That's just my opinion, and I might be wrong, but that's just my opinion.
And you know what?
I don't,
Amir, let me just say this. Sharon, go ahead.
I want to hear Sharon's opinion.
I don't think that all of any group does anything. So that the answer to the question is no. I don't think that all men cheat. I don't think that all black men cheat. I don't think that all Asian men, white men, I don't think that all of any group does anything.
So listen, let me just pause this conversation quickly. We have Sharon Teague on the line, licensed clinical social worker, bringing not just a mental health perspective, yet a holistic perspective. We have my wonderful co-host, Amira Ryan, and we got me, Michael Teague. We're going to take a musical break. Sharon, hold on. Let's listen now to Charlie Wilson, one of my favorite R&B artists, with the song Charlie, last name Wilson. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Yeah, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. That's I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could
take you out.
Invite you to the
Here is my number.
Girl,
call me.
And don't forget,
no.
My name is Charlie.
Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Yeah, everybody, we are live in the Blog Talk Radio studios. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, broadcasting at our new night, Monday nights from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, Amira Ryan.
Hey, hey, hey.
And along with licensed clinical social worker bringing a holistic perspective, Sharon Teague. Sharon, say hello to the listening audience tonight.
Hello, everybody.
And we had a caller who dropped off. Maybe we'll call back. I got a message on Facebook from Nikki Mitchell, and she said this. She said a couple things. Let me scroll up here. She said areas in which they lack, and men cheat to boost their ego. Sharon, why don't you respond to that, and then Amir, why don't you respond to it? I'm going to reserve comment. I'm just going to work the boards for a little bit. Men cheat to boost their ego and to feel accomplished in areas in which they lack. Sharon, what do you think about that?
I mean, I agree for when that is the case for some men. I don't think that in general that's why men cheat. You know, for some men who have that issue, I think that that's the case for them. You know, I think, yeah.
All right. And Amir, what do you think about that? Men cheat to boost their ego, and men cheat to essentially to fill a void in areas in which they lack. Amir, what do you think about that?
I agree, and I definitely agree with that. I think they do it also because they can. And let me just clean or clear something up. I said all men cheat, especially if they have an opportunity, they'll take it. I'm sorry. That's just, again, just my opinion.
And you know what? And you know what? Listen,
how I feel.
And you know what? Listen, let me just clear the air just for 1 second. Amira, Sharon, listening audience, listen. Everybody has a right to their opinion because it's their experience. And while I'm on the line, let me just give out our calling number again. Guest calling number 646-716-7031. If you're just tuning in, 646-716-7031. You can also become a follower of the show. Click on our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. Tonight's topic is it true that all men cheat? Sharon, I have one last question while you're on, and we appreciate you calling in tonight. Sharon, what would you say to a man who has been cheating, regardless of the reason, of course, race, class, sexual orientation, socioeconomic, educational level, et cetera, been cheating, wants to stop, but feels that he cannot? What do you say to that man? Maybe there's a man listening tonight who is in that exact same position, and tonight you have an opportunity to help him out. What would you say to him?
Well, I'd first say that I don't know that I agree with the fact that you can't stop unless you have been diagnosed with a sexual addiction. I think that there's more going on there for you to believe that you can't stop. I would just say that I don't believe that you can't stop. And if you feel you can't stop, then I think that you need to get treatment and get some assistance in learning how to control that.
Exactly. And again, I think acknowledging is the first step to making that change. And as much as of a stigma that there is in our community to get therapy, I think that it is necessary. And my analogy is very simple. My example is very simple. We will go to a financial advisor for our financial health. We will go to a doctor for our physical health. We will go to a lawyer to make sure we are legally healthy, if you will. So why not be willing to go to a psychologist, a psychotherapist, in order to make our mental, as they say, our mental is strong. So Shannon, I agree with you 100%. Amira, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And speaking from your experience, you know, guy wants to stop cheating, he's been cheating, but he doesn't believe that he can, or he's having a difficult time. What do you say to that man from a practical, experiential standpoint? What do you say to that man?
I think it's a lifestyle change. Definitely becomes a lifestyle change at that point. I have a friend who told me he was addicted to sex, and I almost believe him. And he changed some things. He stopped drinking and smoking reefer and hanging in the clubs, and that kind of change, the lifestyle change, you don't put yourself in those situations, is not so tempting, right?
Exactly. Because you know, and also seeking
outside help, but that's hard for a black man. They don't even want to go to help to the doctor when they get headaches and for high blood pressure and prostate problems. So going for mental help, I wish my brothers would do it more. I do. I wish. Us as a whole, as a matter of fact.
All right. So let me put it out there. And I don't know how many men are listening live. Feel free to call in. I don't know how many men will be listening during the archive. But let me put something out there. And you know, I realize in coming back to the radio that I'd have to continue to share about my personal life. So, men, let me tell you that I have attempted to practice what I preach, so to speak. Several years ago, I spent 6 months in therapy myself because I needed to resolve some issues within my life. It was the most difficult but also the most helpful thing that I have ever done. And I'm sure over the next several shows, over the next few months, I'll talk more about it. Let me introduce the subject by saying this, that I knew that I was mentally unhealthy, and I knew I needed to become mentally healthy, and so I spent 6 months in therapy. I am a better man. I am a better professional. I'm a better father. I'm a better entrepreneur, son, all the way on down the line, because I had to bite the bullet. I had to admit that I couldn't do it on my own. And so I spent 6 months in therapy. And for any man who is wrestling with anything that you feel like you can't control, I strongly urge you to get some therapy. Sharon, is there anything else you'd like to say to the listening audience tonight? We appreciate you coming on for adding your phenomenal perspective. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing tonight?
Just to think of this whole topic of infidelity, from the sociocultural, emotional, spiritual, mental perspective. We have to broaden our thinking when we talk about this topic.
Sharon, listen, thank you so much for calling in. And listen, we definitely want to have you back on the show, and we appreciate you calling in tonight. You have a phenomenal
night. Have a great
night.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was great. I like that aspect of the show, Michael.
It was phenomenal. And Amir,
yeah,
what I want to do.
I like that.
It was good because, you know, we need that mental health professional
Absolutely.
Perspective. What I'm going to do, Amir, right now is go to one final song. We got about 10 minutes left. Quick song, I Feel Good. I don't know about you, but I feel good tonight.
Let's go,
James Brown.
Too.
Yeah, listen, we're going to come right back in just a second, everybody. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
Hey, everybody, I feel good. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw Radio, Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live. We are back And listen, I want to just take a moment and thank everybody for all of your continued support during our series of rebroadcasts as I engaged in a search for a new co-host, and I think that I have found a winner. Mirror, one of our listeners said that they like your style because you are real and you're funny. we appreciate you, Mirror. You on with us still? Amira Ryan, is Amira still on the line with us? I hope that she didn't disconnect. Amira, if you're on the line, please call back in. I think you may have dropped off. Yes. Amira, are you on the air?
Yes.
All right, I think we got disconnected. Amira, while you were calling back in, one of our listeners says that she likes you because you are real and because you are funny. And I think she dropped off again. So listen, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and continue with the show. Hopefully, Amira will call back in. These are the things that we sometimes have to encounter, the technical difficulties. I wanted to end the show with a word to the women and a word to the men. So let me just say this quickly, and Amir's back on.
I am.
Amir, you back on? You're live? Okay. All right.
Okay.
Glad to have you back on. We have about 5 minutes left in the show, and so I just want to take a minute. I'm going to let you have closing remarks tonight. One of our callers said that she likes you, that you bring a lot of energy to the show. You're real. She likes the fact that you're real, and obviously, and of course, you're funny. So, listen, we appreciate you being on tonight. I want to say a word to the women. You know, the topic tonight is it true that all men cheat? So we've already established not all men cheat, but there are men who do cheat, right? So, ladies, if you're listening tonight and you have a man and you suspect he's cheating, Amira said this earlier, that oftentimes women know. They have a gut sense that the man is cheating. Let's say you discover, you catch your man in the act of cheating. Whoa, that's pretty serious. Or let's say you discover and determine that your man is cheating. I want to say a couple of things really quickly. Number one, it's not your fault. We cheat because we make a decision to cheat. We cheat because we have opportunity to cheat. But for any man to say, and I'm a man, to say that you drove us to cheat, it's not true, it's a lie. You understand? It's not your fault. The second thing I want to say is this. When you discover, as difficult as it may be, for the sake of the relationship, confront your man. And Amir's going to add to this in a little while. My thing is confront your man. Don't hide it. Don't rationalize it. Confront your man. I didn't say put your hands on your man. I didn't say burn up his clothes. I didn't say set the house on fire. But, yes, have that confrontational conversation. And you know what? Be honest about how you feel about it. If you're enraged about it, get in touch with that. If you're disappointed about it, get in touch with that. If you want to leave him, get in touch with that. And then, I hope I'm not getting myself in trouble, Amir, when I say this, but now we gotta ask ourselves, and I'm not justifying cheating. I'm not condoning it. At the same time, ladies, you got to ask yourself, is it a deal breaker? Because the fact of the matter is, there are men who cheat, who get caught, or who confess, for whom their girlfriends, their significant other, or their spouse still stay. And then finally, I want to say this. Ladies, if you decide to stay, you've got to be honest about what you need to trust that man again. Mira, why don't you take us out? We have 3 minutes to go. What do you have to say to all the ladies tonight?
I have to say this, ladies, if you are going to do it, don't be soft and pink. Know your place, know your lane. I ain't condoning it. I don't think it's right, but it is a shortage out here of men. You know I'm a comedian, so. And secondly, and the other thing I want to say is if you do forgive your man, forgive him, because we do that constantly. We forgive you and take you back and constantly bring it up to the man. If what that do, run him right back to the side chick. So you really thought you done tied some shit up and he's still cheating because you drive him. If you going to forgive the man and you going to be with him and y'all going to move on, ma, move on. You have to let a dying dog lie. That's it. And for my brothers out there, I'm not condoning it because it's really tiring. It's tiring. We know when you got somebody, we can smell it all over you a mile away. Come real with us, and then it's our decision. And like I said, yeah, I did that. You should have caught me 20 years ago. I ain't beat no more. Like I said, you can't get the cootie cat, kitty cat, the meow without a purpose. Ladies,
exactly.
When you doing the nasty, just have a purpose with it. That's all I'm saying.
And you know
and
what,
Mike,
Amir,
thanks for having me.
Go ahead. Oh, Amir, we got 90 seconds. Let me just say this. Now, I appreciate you being on the show. You are my co-host. We're going to set this thing off. Let me just say this, and I'm going to end with this, and we may even talk about this next week. Listen, what is the antidote to cheating men in open relationship? Bottom line, you see, because if you are honest with women, that, in fact, you can't have just one look. If you like multiple vaginas, then it's okay, my brother. But what you got to do is you got to be honest. See, that's the piece that gets us caught out there. We're not honest. See, because like I said, there is a woman who will handle any situation that you have to offer. All she wants is full disclosure. Listen, we got to go. This is Michael T., your co-host.
I'm Amir Ryan.
Amir, tell them where they can reach you. Tell them where they can reach you.
Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Amira Ryans. I'm the Candy Girl of Comedy. I'm in Jersey City. I have a show on Father's Day. Follow me on social media. I'll be posting information.
All right. We got a few seconds. Now listen, Michael T. Amira Ryans, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic was, is it true that all men cheat? Tune in next week, Monday, 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Good night. Thank you for listening.
Good night.